Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast presented by the Campus Chronicle. I'm Drew, and today I'm joined by Sam and our special guest, who is a First Amendment specialist and a journalism professor at Iowa State, Julie Rosa. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So we just have some few questions to ask you. Nothing too hard, I don't think.
Okay.
So how did you get into like informing and teaching about First Amendment rights?
Well, I was a journalism major, so I went to Iowa State way back when and majored in journalism, graduated from Iowa State with my degree in journalism, and I worked for a couple of years at a newspaper in Ames, actually the Ames Tribune. And while I was there, I was inspired by my boss, who had a law degree, and I also was inspired when I took media law back at Iowa State. So I decided to go back to school and get a law degree to either be an editor who had that kind of education, or to possibly be an attorney who was, seeking those kinds of cases. So First Amendment case law type stuff. So once I got out of law school, I kind of went in a different direction and just did general practice for a while. I didn't focus on the First Amendment, but after doing that, I kind of realized that that's the part of the law that I really liked the most. So I was trying to look at opportunities to get involved again in journalism and in the First Amendment. So that brought me to DMAC. First, I was at Iowa State for a couple of years. While I was there, I taught a reporting class on the side, and that led me to DMAC in Ankeny, where I was the advisor for the Campus Chronicle. And then I did that for 7 years, and then I did a transfer to the Boone campus. It was closer to where my husband was working, so I didn't have to commute as much, and so then I worked at the Boone campus of DMAC in journalism and advising the Boone Banner. Woo! And then Iowa State had created this new position that actually brought together both of what I was interested in, teaching journalism and educating about the First Amendment. So it was the perfect job, in my mind at least, to let me get back to the reason I went to law school in the first place and still get to do what I loved, which was teaching journalism and working with journalism students.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. It was wild, honestly, to tell you the truth, Drew, that this job was created kind of in my own backyard. So normally you would think about a position like this, maybe on one of the two coasts, the East Coast or the West Coast, or somewhere associated with a big law firm or a big university. But the fact that it was something that Iowa State had taken the lead on was really exciting. And I think a big credit to the university.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think COVID has like encroached on the idea of free speech and other First Amendment rights with like all the mandates, like no big gatherings, and you gotta stay 6 feet apart and like always wear a mask? So do you think that's like kind of had an effect on the First Amendment rights?
I think it's definitely got us talking about them a little bit more, which is always a good thing, in my mind at least, to have more conversations about the First Amendment and how it is applied and what our freedoms mean. So from that respect, I think it has been an interesting time to be able to really talk with each other about those five freedoms. There's a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to the First Amendment, and it isn't an absolute. And yeah. We appreciate our freedom of speech, press, petition, assembly, and religion, but we understand that in our nation, those freedoms have been balanced against other needs in our society. So I think really that's what it comes down to with some of the COVID restrictions, is trying to figure out what that balance is in preserving the freedoms that we cherish, and yet recognizing that in circumstances in society, the balancing test is so important. So I guess I would, in looking at the positive of coronavirus, I would say it has enabled us to talk more about the First Amendment and what it means.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned this a little bit, like that you always get an email when a student has COVID. But how do you think Iowa State has like been handling the whole situation?
Yeah, that's a good question. So for me, I've been working at home this semester. I had requested accommodations that would allow me to work from home because I have a family member who is in the higher risk category. So they granted that request, which I was appreciative of. And so from where I sit, it looks like the university has learned a lot throughout the process. And I think that they have reached a point where their management of the virus is working pretty well. Again, I'm not in the thick of things there as others, so there might be other perspectives, but I do think from what I understand, the spread of the virus is not really being traced back to students in the classroom so much as students out in the community. So from that regard, I do think that they are doing their best, and that I think the university does a good job of adjusting as needed when new information comes to light.
Yeah.
And so, just to chime in here, with like the coronavirus, why do you think students have such a hard time like following the guidelines? Like, I know it's college, you want to party, but at the same time, it would make the country, it would make it go by a lot faster and we can get back to more of a normal life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to ask your fellow students that very question, Sam. I think it's a good one and it's worth asking. I know from where I sit, again, my family has done everything we can to stay at home, to wear our masks, to stay 6 feet apart. We, for the longest time, we didn't hug our grandparents. You know, we would say hello from a distance. And so it is a question that needs to be asked, and I think it's an important one. From what I can tell from some of the discussions I've had with my students on Canvas related to the pandemic, it seems like, again, there's been this learning curve where the reality is that students are recognizing they have to do more and they have to do better in order to do their part in reducing the spread. So I think that at least the students that I've worked with recognize their responsibility.
So can you tell us about the First Amendment celebration at ISU?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking. Yes. So our First Amendment Days is an annual celebration. 2021 will be our 19th year of having a student-led, basically First Amendment party to really take the time to educate others about those five freedoms and to understand how they really do allow us to express ourselves. And so just taking a moment to check in on those freedoms and why we value them. In 2020, we had to cancel our celebration, which was the first time in all the years that it's been happening, because the campus closed in late March, and then our First Amendment Days were scheduled for early April. So there really wasn't a way to convert it into an online celebration at that time. Now, this time around in 2021, we anticipate many of our events being online on Zoom as we are here, but still we are really hoping for the opportunity to connect with our students and with the community and with students all across the nation, including hopefully DMAC students, on introducing them to some interesting speakers, some national speakers, as well as local speakers, coming up with some different events to really have the students have the chance to talk with each other about some of these key issues. I think one of the things we've learned over the years is one of the best ways to understand the First Amendment, especially freedom of speech, is to actually talk about it with each other. Yeah. So to bring in those viewpoints is so important, because for some people, they understand that with this free expression that we have comes a certain level of responsibility. So in other words, just because you can say something doesn't mean that you should say something. So, but for others, they're still trying to learn that, and they need to understand perspectives all across the board when it comes to free speech and what that actually means. So in the past, this event has allowed us to set up on Central Campus. We've handed out free food. We've had free t-shirts that are awesome. We've had different activities going on to really engage students in exercising their First Amendment freedoms right in real time. We had a couple of years ago, we had a band in to talk about their experience in trying to trademark their name. The band was The Slants, which was the first Asian American band in the United States. I think I have that right. So they shared their story about actually having their trademark, their band name, rejected by the government as being racist. And they challenged that. Because for a lot of reasons, and they won their case. So they came to join us. Last year we had a street artist, I think, a visual wizard, as he calls himself, Timmy Ham, who was fantastic and created a piece of artwork that now hangs in Greenlee at Hamilton Hall. His medium is spray paint and Sharpies, and it was just amazing to watch him do his work. So that was kind of this idea of how each of us expresses ourselves in different ways. This coming 2021, our theme is Some Assembly Required. And so we were really, and this is the same theme that we had planned for 2020 that we're rolling over to 2021. We had planned to talk about protests and the power of peacefully protesting and petitioning the government for change. So we'll do that again, where we really focus on that freedom out of those five. And that, I mean, what can be more timely than the freedom to protest right now? So yeah. We hope that everyone can join us again. If it ends up being virtual, which it probably will, we like to think that even more can join us than normal. April 12 through 16 are the dates for that of 2021. And we'll be getting more information out on our website and to the colleges and universities as well.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting, actually. So yeah. Maybe check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I guess I just have one final question. How is teaching at Iowa State and DMAC different? Like, what was like the biggest difference between the two?
The class sizes, for sure. That was definitely a change for me, going from, one of my journalism classes was capped at 25 at DMAC. And this semester I have a class that has 92 students in it. So that was a big change for me. But ultimately, I came to realize that the opportunity to work with students, whether it's at DMAC or Iowa State or even another institution, is really what makes the job so wonderful. And so I can adjust to different class sizes and different student needs. But the bottom line is still getting to work with students is so gratifying. Yeah. And I know that my students, and I'm sure at DMAC as well, have been working hard to try to do what they need to do in the circumstance of the pandemic. It's really thrown a lot of curveballs at students, but I'm just amazed at how they rise up and find a way and do their best and keep in touch, so that if things need to be changed, if deadlines need to be shifted, whatever it might be, that we can work with students to make that happen. So I can't say enough good things about DMAC. I loved teaching there. I still keep in touch with many of my DMAC students. So it's been a change in that regard, but I wouldn't say anything other than, you know, the class size. Other than that, working with students at both institutions has just been a true privilege.
Yeah. Well, Sam, do you have any other questions, or do you have any questions for us?
Do you miss being in charge of the Campus Chronicle?
Yes, I do, actually. I really, really enjoyed advising the Chronicle and advising the Banner. And for a short time, I was actually advising both. But I know that Andy has done a great job with the Chronicle, and the Banner's in good hands as well with Lisa. So it is, it's bittersweet. I do miss it. And I cherish those years. Well, thanks for having me on board here. This was fun. Yeah,
of course. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great having you.
Okay. And if you ever have a question about the First Amendment, now you know who to call.
Yep, definitely.
All right. Thanks to you both.
Yep. Thank you. Have a good day.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye. And thank you for joining us here on the Campus Chronicle. This has been another great podcast, and make sure to tune in next time.